It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was thinking we could go, because we got a game tonight, we could do some props specifically for tonight's game, at least kind of take a look at what the betting markets expect. Passing yards, they got Mahomes at 269.5. Bigger picture for Mahomes and the Chiefs, how much do you buy into they lost Tyreek? Last year their receiving threats really were limited, so they had to kind of manufacture their offense a little bit. Now you add Xavier Worthy, Rashee Rice, I mean, he hadn't been suspended yet. He's not going to be suspended before tonight's game. You add Worthy. Hollywood Brown's not playing tonight, but he'll be back eventually. Like, do you think this gets back to an explosive Chiefs offense more so than what we saw last year?
I think they do. I think Kelce being back and being healthy now makes a world of difference. He wasn't healthy completely last year.
Sure.
Started the season off a little banged up, and he never got completely there. Hollywood Brown comes back with Worthy. They're going to put stress on defensive backfields.
I totally agree with you there. And it's also pretty remarkable that we're saying that the Chiefs' offense had the down year where they still won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But ultimately, they did. Compared to what they do, they had a down year.
Right. All right, so for tonight's game, they got Lamar's over-under for passing yards at 216.5. Lamar, in his career, averages 185 yards passing per game. Mm-hmm. Last year, however, that was way up. Last year, he averaged almost 230 a game passing. The Chiefs' defense is really good. Everybody talks about Mahomes and Kelce, but Steve Spagnuolo, that Chiefs' defense is always ready to play. Chris Jones will be out there tonight. Yeah, I mean, they're loaded. What would you do? Mahomes, to go over, you need him at 270. Lamar, you need him at 217.
I'll go with Pat first, because it could happen at any time with him.
I wonder in how many games last year he got over that. You know, that seems like it's towards the high end of what he does. And I think Kansas City's defense is really good. And I think not a lot of people play in the preseason. And, like, there'll be some rust factor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the playoff game last year, though, granted, I think they probably threw too much, but he went for 270. In that game, on 37 attempts. All right, what about Lamar's rushing yards? Over under 49.5, B.
I'll be willing to take that risk and say over, because I think what happens, he gets pressure and he breaks the pocket.
Last year in that playoff game, he went for 54 yards in the AFC title game.
Plus 270 in the air?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, tonight, with the 217, you got Derrick Henry in the backfield now.
Yeah.
You got to put more people in the box. Does that give him more lanes to throw the ball?
It's a fair question. You know what's interesting about the, like, all right, well, you got Derrick Henry now. Like, they're going to have to pay so much more attention to him. And that makes sense, right? Like, it's common sense, that the theory of that.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they also ran the ball really freaking well last year without Derrick Henry.
But they ran the ball with all types of people, and Lamar had a lot of rushes for them as well. But Derrick Henry is a guy who makes the defense pay attention to Derrick Henry.
Totally. But all I'm saying
is, he can batter the hell out of your linebackers.
Last year, they were first in rushing yards and first in rushing attempts without Derrick Henry. So I think teams already have to devote whatever it is to the run game, they have to devote it.
See, what they did last year, it's like anybody might be running the ball. They had it where it's a running by committee. Derek is now the guy that's going to get the most carries out of the whole group.
Sure.
And I think it makes you focus more intently on him instead of trying to overall. What they did to you last year is probably best, to be honest with you, where you don't know who's getting the ball. Everybody ran it. They came from the T position, the I position, whatever. Derrick will normally line up and come downhill at you.
So, B, would you want to go over? So, it's 65.5 tonight for Derrick Henry is his total.
I think that's going to be a tough one for him.
I think that's right around the number, man.
Yeah.
Like, right around the number. Like, if he finishes with 13 carries for 62 yards and a touchdown, doesn't that sound about right?
Yeah.
I think that's a stay away. I do know one that the great Landini would be all over. Professor Lamphill, Patrick Mahomes over under 19.5 rush yards tonight.
Yeah, I just absolutely love Mahomes' rushing totals. Yeah, it feels to me like he gets that every game. Like, I know he doesn't actually, but it feels to me he could get 19 rushing yards on one play. I mean, there's just so many plays where they have everybody go deep. There's nothing for like 4 seconds, at 3-4 seconds, then he just runs for 20 yards. I would absolutely take that.
Well, Mahomes usually becomes a really good runner in the playoffs when he needs it. And so I don't know about tonight. One bet that I see that I would actually like, Mark Andrews, when he's healthy, he's a monster. By all accounts, he's healthy tonight. His receiving yards total is 47.5. And, you know, you've got Zay Flowers. Like, not that Baltimore doesn't have other options, but I think Lamar loves
He's Lamar's insurance policy.
Totally, man.
I'll definitely take that.
I think there's going to be some pressure there. Touchdowns. Some numbers I like. Mark Andrews to score a touchdown, plus 160. Pretty damn juicy. Kelsey to get a touchdown is plus 110. Derrick Henry to get a touchdown is minus 125, V.
In other words, if they get inside the five, Derrick get the ball every time.
I mean, that's pretty wild, dude. That's pretty wild. Anybody you look for to score a touchdown tonight?
Pacheco.
Lamar? Yeah, Pacheco's even odds. Rashee Rice coming off the no suspension, whatever, plus 140. I don't hate Xavier Worthy, the rookie out of Texas, the speedster, plus 170. I find this kind of surprising. A Lamar rushing touchdown is plus 200?
Yeah, because you put it on the defense and make him have to throw the ball, because I think most teams feel that they can beat him. You can beat him when he has to throw it instead of him running. So they're going to make sure he's going to sit in that pocket and have to deliver.
Yeah. I mean, certainly. Lamphill, if you want to get real greedy tonight, you could get a Mahomes rushing touchdown at plus 400.
That's a little much.
Yeah, I don't know that you're going to get that one. But I'm fired up for this game. It's only like a 3-point. The Ravens are 3-point favorites. The Chiefs, rather.
Chiefs are 3-point favorites.
Yeah, which is just home field. The total is 46, 47, depending where you're shopping. Like, it's it really seems like they're looking for this to kind of be quite similar to that AFC title game last year. I mean, that game went under significantly.
First person to make a mistake might be in trouble.
Yeah. Well, dude, part of me wonders, I think two guys particularly were awful in that AFC title game. I think their play caller, their offense coordinator, Todd Monken, I thought just had an awful game plan for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they threw the ball way, way too much. And I think Lamar was awful in that game. I mean, he barely completed 50% of his passes. And I think both those guys will be fully aware of what their last performance was last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I think there'll be a pretty different look tonight. Imagine how much that loss has to stick with him. He had the two turnovers, really missed a lot of deep shots that were open.
Mm-hmm.
Took four sacks. That's not, you know what I mean? Like, and then Monken has openly talked about how he got away from his game plan and they were just chasing that whole second half. They just, for a team that is so precise and tough and has an identity, they just got away from it for whatever reason. And then the Chiefs, to their credit, played phenomenally and played mm-hmm. good defense and just protected everything. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for this damn game tonight, B.
Well, the forecast for Sunday, 45% chance of rain, a quarter inch of rain total for the day in Tampa, 91 degrees.
Okay. Hot and steamy and maybe raining. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Ross Dellinger joins the program, 1:30. Peter Rosenberg, nobody. Go anywhere.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.